And we're now about to salute someone who entered the political arena a little unexpectedly. We didn't know that she was involved in politics, if we even knew who she was. And suddenly she was all over the papers because she clearly was a person with passion. She signed a petition against the planned closure of children's services in Oxfordshire, which is rather annoying to the government at the time, particularly when they looked down and saw who this woman was. Oh, God, mummy. Anyway, the then Prime Minister, being a very decent person, thought, well, obviously I wouldn't normally bring my mother into the political arena, but since she's plonked herself there, now it's fair game. And so when the opportunity arose and the distinguished leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, appeared at a service at Westminster Abbey, not looking perhaps quite as he might have done with out wearing a tie and not wearing a proper suit and anyway, not even doing a John Redwood and attempting to mouth the national anthem, but sort of stood there looking a little bit wan and thinking about what might be in a Tribune this week. He used the opportunity, the then Prime Minister, to admonish Mr. Corbyn by saying, my mother would say, put on a proper suit, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem. This brought wild cheers from the Prime Minister's side, and indeed some cheers and laughter from the opposition side, and became quite a sort of catchphrase. And indeed, the real significance of this, what we noted, was that Jeremy Corbyn followed the mother's advice. Now, this is extraordinary because there is nobody, if I may say so, apart from Diane Abbott and the Labour Party, who has been able to make Mr. Corbyn follow any advice of any kind. But the mother of the then Prime Minister succeeded in doing so, because since then, I have to say, he has looked sharp, he has looked elegant, the beard has been trimmed, the suit is really rather smart, some excellent tweed, the tie is always nicely knotted, he sings the national anthem con brio, with enthusiasm. I mean, it is a marvel. So, anyway, clearly this woman is very effective indeed. And indeed, when David Cameron made his last appearance at Prime Minister's Questions, Jeremy Corbyn acknowledged his debt to Mrs. Cameron. And she is going to receive what we are calling the Mothers Know Best Award. And we're giving it to her because there's no doubt at all that her son is a very charming, gifted, and lovely human being. Why is that? Because he had good parenting. And it's given to her and to all the other politicians' wives in the world who have watched as their children, sons and daughters, have done this terrible thing of going into public life and have sometimes sighed but have been supportive. And I came across a line of Rudyard Kipling's with which I wish to recite to you as I present this award, because often the relatives of politicians can be an embarrassment. This person has been an adornment to her family, and she is a remarkable mother. And it was Kipling who said, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. Would you please salute Mary Cameron, winning the Mothers Know Best Award.
Thank you very much for this award. Not really deserved, but thank you for it anyway. And thank you for such an enjoyable lunch. I suppose I should share this with the Leader of the Opposition. Ever since that question time, he has smartened himself up. He really looks reasonably respectable. I only wish my family was obedient. And I'd like to say good luck to Harry. Thank you.
For more information about the Oldie, go to theoldie.co.uk. This podcast was produced by RadioGorgeous.com 2017.